the America's Jobs Team podcast. For economic developers, by economic developers. Join the Consultant Connect team every Tuesday and Thursday for discussions surrounding the latest in our industry.
Learn from fellow economic development heroes, get leadership advice, keep on top of industry trends and shifts, and so much more. You are a part of America's Jobs Team.
And we're so glad that you're tuning in. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the America's Jobs Team podcast. I am Faye Davis, and I'm here with Carla Sones. Carla, how are you?
I'm good, Faye. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm really excited. I'm always excited to be here and to be on the podcast and to have conversations with you. But today we are going to talk about leading with vulnerability. So we're going to talk through what is like that professional level of vulnerability. And why do people care? So do you want to kick it off?
Absolutely. And I'm just going to kick it off by saying that if you heard the intro and you heard vulnerability and you wanted to turn off the podcast, don't.
Stay with us.
Don't do it. Stay with us. I know it feels scary when you talk about vulnerability, but it is really important and it really does matter in leadership. And it doesn't matter how old you are, how wise you are, how green you are, how young you are, what level of leadership you have, what titles behind your name, vulnerability is just crucial.
It is crucial. It's one of those things that builds trust, right? And if you as a leader don't show any vulnerability, it's hard for your team to trust you.
Yeah, and there's really research that backs that. So, you know, you talked about gaining trust, and there's research that shows that leaders that are able to demonstrate vulnerability really do more easily gain the trust of others. And that means that they are more effective. Like once you have the trust of the people that you're leading, you're able to do more and be more successful. Your leadership is more effective. So it's really important. And I think, you know, I'm a huge John Acuff junkie. I think everybody on the podcast probably knows. I think he's really funny. I think he has really, really good leadership insights. And I think he makes a really great distinction between kind of like old leadership and what we thought at one time great leadership looked like and what kind of new leadership looks like. And so according to John Acuff, you know, when you think about the old way of leading, let's say, the thought would be if I share my weakness, people won't trust my strengths. So you're very guarded. Didn't want anybody to know that there were flaws, you know, kind of had to protect this image, this like any crack, you know, you were about concealing,
yep,
not showing. The new leadership is a lot more like, if I pretend that I don't have weaknesses, people won't trust my strengths.
It's such a shift.
It's such a shift, but it's a really important shift because if you're trying to lead the old way, people are now saying like, you're not perfect. There's all types of different leadership profiles, personalities, skill sets, and you can be equally effective as a leader and look very different and have very different skills as someone else who's leading a very similar company or maybe who led the company before you.
Yes.
So if you pretend like you can do it all as well as everyone else, people don't feel comfortable. Like they don't trust that you can do that. They want to know like, where are you really, really strong and where can I best assist you? And where are the areas that I know I need to help assist in order for you to do the best that you can do?
Exactly. And I think that's such an important distinction because people aren't perfect. And there's no way any leader, no matter how great of a leader you are, there's no way that you are going to be perfect in every regard. So that little bit of humanness to your leadership is what makes really great leaders. So let's talk a little bit about the misconceptions around vulnerability, because some people think that, you know, they hear vulnerability and they're like, oh, goodness, they think of people oversharing. Someone, another author that we like to follow, Brené Brown, she calls it bearing it all, you know, letting it all hang out, or even like disclosing irrelevant information. So if someone on your team makes a mistake and you're like, oh, I totally understand that. That one time in 1985 when it's like we're so far beyond that, that doesn't matter anymore. So what we are talking about when we're talking about professional vulnerability, we're talking about core skills. And these are skills. You have to hone these skills, like admitting mistakes or recognizing, like you were saying, recognizing and acknowledging those points of weakness and opportunities for your own self-growth. And then building trust through appropriate self-disclosure, which I think that's probably the hardest one to really nail down as you grow in your leadership. Because what is appropriate self-disclosure at more of that individual contributor entry level does not show up the same as you climb throughout your career and end up more in that executive leadership suite.
Absolutely. And I think when we think about vulnerability, you said self-disclosure, and it's not just about, you know, like information about your personal self. I think you nailed it, Faye, when you said we're talking about Brene Brown and that like bearing it all, like letting it all hang out. Some people think that you have to be like vulnerability means like you have no filter, no guard, no protection around yourself. You're willing to share everything. And that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about how do you allow people to see that you are human and that you recognize that you have skills that qualify you and make you really good at what you do, but that you need a team around you to help fill in some gaps and that you're self-aware enough to know that.
And that kind of goes back to that transparency that we talked about a couple weeks ago is like, just like transparency doesn't mean sharing absolutely everything about everything, you know, that creates chaos. It's the same thing with vulnerability. It's not sharing everything about you. We don't need to hear all of your traumas and all of your past and all of the baggage. But when it is appropriate for some of those pieces to come out, that's okay.
Absolutely. It's about really just being human, like, and being open to human connection. So I think about like examples of times where there's leaders that are so focused on staying positive that you know that something hit them hard, but they aren't willing to show it. But you know it, like, you know, it had to have been hard. And so if you are in those situations, what's the appropriate level of being like, this was a hard loss, but we are going to come back. And this also creates this opportunity to learn. You know, how do you show the appropriate level? So it's not just like, this doesn't impact me.
Right.
And the same with when things are going really well. How do you let the team know when something really exciting did just happen? And to you personally, sometimes too. I think it's also ways that you show up. It can be showing up in areas where you see that a team member is going through a hard time, like they're sick, they have a sick child. How do you kind of show up and embrace the humanness of, are you okay? Just the extra added call sometimes to say, like, I see you, and being willing to do that and being willing to receive that as well. I think a huge one that is really hard for leaders sometimes is the asking for help. You feel like you have to carry it all yourself and you don't want to put an extra burden on other people. But being vulnerable means that sometimes you need to be able to say, like, I really need somebody else. I need another person's idea. I need another person's manpower, brain power, whatever power, in order to do this and do it well, and asking for the help that you need.
Yeah.
I think that stumbles a lot of leaders.
Well, and that's like, it's again, it's a skill. It's a skill that you have to practice it, you have to hone it, and you have to keep doing it in order for that to stay fresh with you, because that makes people uncomfortable, is admitting like, I can't do this alone, but I need help. That takes repetitive action of being able to be uncomfortable with yourself and pushing through that self-growth and being like you said, I need more help.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, when you think about the self-growth, when you think about vulnerability, it's also admitting when things, you know, went wrong, or being willing to say, like, I'm struggling right now with X, Y, or Z. And it doesn't need to be every detail about a situation, but it could be, here are the things I'm balancing right now, or, you know, here are the things that keep me up at night, like allowing the people closest to you to kind of have some insight into who you are as a human, not just as a boss or colleague, you know, but that there's some humanness behind you. I think we're living in a time where we want to be able to connect with people, especially people on our team. And if the leader is so guarded that you don't really know anything about him or her, and you don't know anything about like what the struggles they are facing, you don't need to know detail, but you at least need to know that there's some humanness there in how they're doing.
Yeah. And then Gallup has done so much research on like what makes a leader great. And that's one of those things, is it is that human connection. It is that ability to meet people where they're at. It's that ability to empathetically relate to people. And sit with them. And if we're looking at the C2 team, the way that you lead Cynthia is not the way that you lead me, because you know that we are very different people and we need very different things. So just having that presence of mind to recognize that, but also that vulnerability to put yourself into the shoes of others and meet them where they're at.
Absolutely. And I think that you have to be willing to let your guard down enough that you can meet people where they're at. And that's hard because you have to be able to build relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes for leaders, there's a lot on the calendar. It's really busy. You're mindful about how much information you disclose. But I think that building of relationship is so important, and it really does a lot of times come from the top, how people learn how to do that with one another. So if you want a team that embraces, I'm willing to admit a mistake and I'm willing to ask for help, then they really do have to demonstrate that in all levels of the organization. And that means that the leadership needs to be willing to demonstrate it so that other people also feel safe demonstrating it. And we all know that if you're on a team where you can show up and people are there to help support you, and that if you fell ill, you knew that the team was going to rally behind whatever so that you could just take care of your health or mm-hmm. your sick child. We all want to be a part of those teams, but it doesn't just happen without you learning how to do that mm-hmm. and feeling safe to do that.
Yeah.
And that safety comes from... It really comes from demonstration at the senior most levels of an organization and teams.
Yeah. And it's the vulnerability piece builds trust. And that trust, that is how really great teams are built. Carla, it's always such a fun time talking with you about these topics. I forgot to mention at the beginning of the podcast, but the reason we're talking about this today, and we've got two more really great episodes before the end of the year, is we're trying to set the stage for people in the new year. So we know that the new year is coming, and usually it's a time for people to maybe a little bit reinvent themselves or really think about where they want to go. So we want to give our listening audience some of those tools that they need to become even better leaders in the next year. So we've got, you know, two more episodes coming up after this, diving further into kind of that. It's almost like that team player, that leadership, that emotional intelligence side of being an awesome leader and being part of an awesome team. But Carla, in wrapping up this episode about vulnerability, what are your closing thoughts?
I think my closing thoughts are, you know, Faye asked me a couple weeks ago, I think, topics for the podcast. And I said I wanted to do one on leveling up your leadership because it's been one heck of a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so to come, if you're listening today, tune in for, I think, the next week where we're mm-hmm. going to be talking about leveling up your leadership. And I'll talk to you about some things that I've learned over the course of 2021.
It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah. So we'll see you all next week. Thanks for sticking with us till the very end. This podcast is sponsored by Research on Investment, Lead Generation for Economic Development, and Gazelle AI. Spend more time closing, less time chasing. Did you like what you heard today? Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. The America's Jobs Team podcast is audio engineered by Andrea Fuller and produced by Faye Davis.